The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. And today we have a subject which is really critical and really important, and that is Ulster County's Green New Deal and what it means for the health, wellness, and economic vitality of our community. And our guests are, we have two special guests, one who's returning, and that she is Evelyn Wright. She is Deputy Ulster County Executive and principal author of Ulster County's Green New Deal. She also has deep experience in the issues related to environment, energy, and community sustainability. And our other special guest is Nels Leader, who is CEO of Bread Alone. And Bread Alone, as you may or may not know, is one of Ulster County's premier family-owned businesses that employs over 200 team members and is a leader in renewable energy utilization. So welcome, Evelyn and Nels.
Thanks, Finn. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for having me, Finn.
It's great to have you. So, Evelyn, before we discuss the specific features and highlights of Ulster County's Green New Deal, can we briefly review why it's so critically urgent that we change the way that we produce and utilize energy on a local, national, and global level?
You know, I would say that we've really understood at some level as a society, and certainly everybody who's involved in the energy economy has understood for more than 30 years now that we need to change the way we produce and consume energy. So back in the late 1980s, it was when Congress held the first hearings on what they called global warming in those days, and really grappled with the fact that our consumption of fossil fuel changes our climate, right? Burning fossil fuels is changing those fuels, natural gas, oil, coal, into carbon dioxide and water vapor. That's where we get our energy from. That combustion liberates that energy and produces those byproducts. And that carbon dioxide goes straight into the atmosphere and creates basically a heat-trapping blanket. That science has been understood since the 19th century, and the impact it's having on our climate has been understood for, like I said, for more than three decades now. And of course, we've been slowly making changes to a renewable and more efficient energy system, but we haven't done it fast enough to stabilize the climate. And we know this. We see how our weather patterns have changed, how spring is coming earlier and winter is coming later. We see it in the increasing intensity of storms and floods, as well as droughts in the summer. We see it in the terrible fires that they've been having out west increasingly every year. 100-year disaster events happening every year. So we've reached the point where we're really at a crisis, and we really have to act fast to complete that transition that we've been very gradually making. If we're going to stabilize the basis of our way of life, which is the stability of our climate. I would say that the Green New Deal comes out of wanting to address that crisis and the other crisis that's facing us at the same time. And that's the crisis of increasing economic inequality that has made it so that nearly half of our households here in Ulster County are really struggling paycheck to paycheck, can't get ahead, live in very precarious situations with even before COVID, precarious unemployment, can't save up for emergency expenses, can't save up for their kids' education. And we've really created a society of two halves, a low-income half and a high-income half. And we see through the pandemic and what's going on in our housing market, the way that's really tearing our communities apart. And so the Green New Deal is really trying to address both of those issues together.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because in the 1970s, when the environmental movement first started, right, and the major pieces of legislation were passed, like the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, they were pretty much supported by both parties on the basis that everyone has an interest in clean air and clean water. Yet somehow over the years, the actions required to mitigate the threat posed by climate change had been bogged down in partisan conflict, fueled by misinformation, so that, you know, a serious discussion is so difficult to have. You know, and then there's also this false dichotomy that if you're for the environment, you're against business. And we'll talk to Nels about that in a little bit. Those two are not diametrically opposed, are they?
They're not. And I think it's important for folks to understand that that misinformation has really been deliberately created by a PR machine that actually was developed. And there's a fascinating story about this. This machine was created when the tobacco industry was going through the whole secondhand smoke debates, and we were starting to have regulations on indoor smoking. And the tobacco industry funded a PR campaign to try to discredit the science around secondhand smoke. And of course, they eventually failed. But that whole machinery was then transferred over to the climate denial movement. And in both cases, that happened because a very small number of individuals and small numbers of companies stood to lose an incredible amount of money if the science was followed through on and public action was taken. Mm-hmm. In the case of the tobacco industry, obviously the tobacco companies, today it's the fossil fuel industries, where there are really trillions of dollars worth of oil and gas and coal that are going to need to stay in the ground. And so I just like people to really understand that the confusion and the polarization in our politics about that has been very deliberately manufactured. But given that, Vin, you're absolutely right that it really creates an opportunity for us to act at the local level. Eventually, we are going to need national and state policies to create the regulations and mobilize the resources to make this transition. But ultimately, all the work that's going to happens at the local level. This is where our buildings get retrofitted and get built to new standards. This is where our transportation systems get revamped. This is where our workforces get trained in new ways of doing things. And so ultimately, the local level is absolutely crucial in making this transition.
It's interesting. You know, I read a book a while back called If Mayors Ruled the World, Rising Cities, Dysfunctional Nations. And the author, what he said in that book was that, you know, that on the global and national scale, special interests and big money have such an outsized influence that the real progressive change all around the world is happening pretty much at the local level. And certainly that's the case here in Ulster County. So Evelyn, could you tell us a little bit more about highlight the features of Ulster County's Green New Deal and what are some of the key actions in it?
Sure. So we've oriented our Green New Deal around three themes. The first is accelerate the transition to clean energy. So that's doing all the things we need to do to create a highly efficient, renewable, carbon-free energy system. So that's transitioning to renewable energy. It's weatherizing all of our homes, reducing our energy costs, making our homes and buildings healthier and more sustainable. It's transitioning our transportation system to electric transportation for everybody. So electrifying our transit fleet, installing electric vehicle chargers, all those things that change the way we produce and consume energy. The second piece is building the equitable green economy. It's what I like to call the deal part of the Green New Deal. So it's how do we make sure that all of that work that we need to do creates economic opportunity for everybody. And so we're launching a whole number of green careers, training opportunities, green internships, partnerships with the community college and with our local colleges to help people enter a real broad range of green careers, from making the improvements to our buildings, installing heat pumps, renewable energy, along with protecting our natural resources, managing our water supplies that are so crucial, and making sure those all translate into good, well-paying, family-sustaining jobs for everybody. As well as boosting our green economy, all of those businesses that either supply environmental products and services or, like Nell's business, do what they do in an environmentally healthier way. And so our Office of Economic Development is going to be networking green businesses together, learning about their needs, and helping find ways to support the kind of work that Nels is doing within his business. Oh, just the third piece of it is conserving our natural resources and building resilience. So we know that climate change really threatens our natural resources. And so all the conservation that work that we've been so good at here in Ulster County becomes even more important as the climate is changing. So this includes everything from assessing county roadways for their storm resilience to making sure all our planning and development is based on an understanding of our natural resources and what areas to build and where to preserve. It's helping our farmers use climate smart farming techniques. So it's a whole area of ways to make sure that we protect our natural resources and that everybody in the community has access to them.
That sounds like a really comprehensive plan and well thought out. And we, you know, we want to learn a lot more about it and also specifically get Nils's perspective on, you know, what it means to him, his business, and why it makes good business sense. But first, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
At WMC Health, we know emergencies don't wait, and neither should our patients. That's why we pledge to see you within 30 minutes or less at Health Alliance on Broadway in Kingston and at Margaretville Hospital on Route 28 in Margaretville. Our emergency departments offer safe and protective environments and are backed by the full services of our WMC Health Network hospitals, right there if you need more care. If you have an emergency, please call 911 or go to the emergency room closest to you.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and today we're talking about Ulster County's Green New Deal, how it impacts the health, wellness, and economic vitality of our community. And before the break, we were talking to Deputy County Executive Evelyn Wright, who was the principal author of Ulster County's Green New Deal, and she touched on a lot of the major components of it. And I'd like next to focus on the economic vitality component of it. And really, unless listeners think that, you know, that the economic benefits of renewable energy is pie in the sky, I just listened to a webinar put on by the Federal Reserve of New York, where the chief investment officer for Morgan Stanley was on, and she talked about how renewables went from a niche investment minor market to a $3 trillion market. Just today, ExxonMobil shareholders elected two climate activists to their board of directors. Ford is upping its electric vehicle investment to $30 billion, and GM has committed to eliminating gas-burning vehicles by 2035. So, Nels, question to you. And as we mentioned earlier, in the past, there seemed to be a dichotomy between environmental interests and business interests, as if the two are mutually exclusive. Can you describe Bretolone's commitment to utilizing renewable energy sources and how that aligns with your principles, the company's brand identity, and more importantly, why it makes good business sense?
Absolutely. So before I talk about our current work, Ben, I'm going to take a quick moment to talk about the history of our business, because Bretolone's commitment to the natural world really begins in 1983, when my father founded the company. And he made the decision back then to bake with organic grain. And it was an intuitive choice from his experience of visiting farmers and millers and seeing the way that organic agriculture treated the land as opposed to conventional agriculture. And he could see that that was the type of behavior that he wanted to support in the world. And today we know so much more about organic agriculture, and we know that those things that he felt intuitively are true, and that herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides are carcinogens and do harm to farm workers and to individuals that consume them. So Bredelin's commitment to the natural world starts way back in 1983. But as Evelyn summarized so well, climate change is the issue that faces the natural world today. And it's the issue of our generation. And it affects all of us, and especially the least fortunate among us. So for Bredelin, we've adopted a mindset where we prioritize these environmental and social challenges and treat them as opportunities central to our business success and not as a philanthropic or niche issue. And we put it at the heart of our purpose as a business, where we say that our core purpose, in addition to serving honest food and creating prosperity for our people, is to minimize further harm to the planet. That's where we come from at Bredelin. And Vin, you just highlighted a number of very apt and appropriate examples of how the business world is changing right now. And I'll tell you, they're changing because that's what people want. The statistics on this are just remarkable. When you look at the younger populations, Generation Z, millennials, 95% plus of people polled from those generations think that it's companies' responsibility to address these social and environmental issues that we're talking about. So when companies like ExxonMobil are adding these people to their boards, or companies like GM are making a commitment to electric vehicles, unlike Bredelin, it might not be out of a moral imperative. They're doing it because they know that's what the customers want, and it's going to lead to the future economic success of their business. So not all businesses, I think, have the background of Bredelin and that moral commitment to these issues, which we do, and instead are now seeing this as a business opportunity. And at the bakery, I feel fortunate that the opportunity in the world is so well aligned with our moral compass.
So when you have conversations with other colleagues in the business world around Ulster County, do you sense that same level of commitment, or maybe at the least a recognition of the value, whether it's for moral or business reasons or both?
Absolutely. I think in Ulster County, perhaps more so than the country at large, there's a group of citizens here that have a very close connection to the natural world. So when we read about challenges and consequences of climate change around the world, when we experience them here at home through more severe precipitation events, through hotter summers, you know, it just doesn't cool off at night like it used to in the summers, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a consequence of higher nighttime temperatures than ever before in history. So when you have folks in this area with a close attachment to the natural world experiencing these changes, there's incredible commitment to taking action. Now, it doesn't mean that action is necessarily easy. The problem, and this is one of the issues that we encounter continually in the fight against climate change, the first step is often hard to take. It's hard to know exactly what to do. And I always encourage the business owners to affect change at the highest level they can. And that's going to change over time. When you get started, it might mean a small change in your business, maybe as simple as converting to LED light bulbs in your office space. And then once you have that checked off the list, because that was the highest level of change that you had in you at the start, then you can take on a larger project, perhaps retrofitting a rooftop air conditioning unit with a more efficient air source heat pump for your building, as Evelyn was saying earlier, upgrading the infrastructure that you have in your building. And then after getting that project done, you can look to a more ambitious project and do either an on-site solar array or become a part of a community solar project. Here at Bredelin, 3 years ago, we installed a 196 kilowatts, about 664 panel solar array on the roof of our bakery that now supplies about 30% of the energy that we use in our building. And the experience of that project set the table for the project that we now have underway at our original location in Boyceville, where we're constructing what we believe will be the first carbon neutral bakery in the country. And it was the experience of putting up the solar array and learning about that technology, learning about the financing, that gave us the confidence and the knowledge to pursue this more ambitious carbon neutral bakery project in Boyceville. So again, I encourage people to affect change at the highest level they can, and usually that grows over time.
And so do you find like business leaders reaching out to you, knowing some of your experiences? Do you help point them in the right direction and where to go and where to find those resources?
Absolutely. And this is where, you know, being a part of Ulster County and having the Ulster County government at your back is such a huge asset. You know, Evelyn is a remarkable resource for information on the types of things that we're talking about. So we're so fortunate to be in a place where you can literally call the county office and speak to an authority on these issues. So to your question, Ben, of, you know, are people reaching out and how is that happening? The county and the Green New Deal are a huge part of what is making is possible, connecting the dots between the people that want information, the information itself, and really creating the collective will to take action.
So you don't need to hire a K Street lobbying firm to get input and resources, right?
There are no lobbyists in my Rolodex, I probably say that. No, you don't need to. And further, I would say that, you know, whether it's Evelyn, I, or anyone else in Ulster County that's a part of affecting change on this issue, you are going to find a willing participant, someone that wants to share information with you on the other end of the phone. So it's a remarkable time to take action, not only because of the need for it, but because of the availability of information and support. And we happen to be in a great place in the country to readily find that information and support.
That's great. And, you know, we're running a little bit low on time. So Evelyn and then Nels, I'm going to ask you, if people want to get involved and want to learn more, participate, how do they go about doing that? Where do they go?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can learn all about our Green New Deal by going to our Green New Deal website. And that's at gnd.ulstercountyny.gov. And all the information about all our programs is up there. One great way for everybody to get involved in the clean energy transition is by signing up for Community Solar through our Solarize program. Community Solar is a way that anybody can purchase solar electricity from a local solar farm without having to change anything at your home. They help you sign up to get it, and the utility manages your bills with you. So that's one way that everybody can switch to renewable energy and save money on your electric bill at the same time. There's also information on our website about green careers and a sign-up form for businesses who want to join our Green Economy Network, which we'll be launching later this year. Later this year, we'll also be creating a program called Ulster Green Business Champions, which will recognize and celebrate businesses like Bread Alone that are taking clean energy leadership, as well as providing support for businesses who want to learn about the kind of steps that Nels was laying out and how to get help financing them. But in the meantime, as Nels says, you can certainly contact our office and we can help you learn more.
Perfect. And Nels, very quickly, as we are running out of time, how do people get in touch with you?
So they can reach out directly to Bread Alone at info@breadalone.com. Our website is breadalone.com, and we share a lot of information on our sustainability work. And Evelyn covered the nuts and bolts of where to track down more information. So I just want to highlight for other business owners that are listening that the direction of the world is headed in towards a more sustainable future. And that's where customers want to meet you. So respond to that need from customers. And then finally, I know every business owner in the Hudson Valley is struggling to find great help and great talent for their businesses. And making this commitment with your business will help you attract more great people that want to work with you. So there's a really important culture benefit to making this commitment within your company.
Fabulous. So a true win-win-win scenario all the way around. Well, Evelyn, thank you so much for all your hard work and research and effort and for leadership of County Executive Pat Ryan. Nels, you know, we are so grateful to have a business with so much integrity and so much commitment to community and all of our well-being. And thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.